Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
10:22 here in the Valley, and the Iron Pigs have won six games in a row as they defeat Buffalo and claim sole possession of first place in the International League North by a final score of 10-7. It was a wild one. It was a long one. In fact, I believe it was 2 minutes longer than yesterday's 11-inning game went for the Pigs and the Rochester Red Wings. A lot of offense, a lot of bad defense, and a lot of not good pitching, mostly stemming from the good offense. But the Pigs will take it any way they can get it. 20 game winners now on the year. They're 20-13. Buffalo falls to 18-13. So the Pigs are all alone in first place. Yes, it's May 11th, but hey, it's good to be in first place. This is how the Pigs got there. And, you know, as it often does, and I say this after a lot of our wins, for the Pigs, it started in the first inning. And bear with me, we have a lot of highlights to get to tonight. There was a lot that went on out at Coca-Cola Park between the Bisons and the Iron Pigs. In the bottom of the first inning, the Pigs started off well, giving Ricardo Pinto a lead. And it all began with Cameron Perkins hitting leadoff, hitting a single. J.P. Crawford reaching on an E4. Jorge Alfaro would strike out, but then Dylan Cousins would come up to the plate.
As the 2-1 is swung on, lifted to shallow left. Smith Jr. racing in. He's going to have to play this on a hop. And the Pigs are on the board. It's an RBI single for Cousins. And Lehigh Valley's got a 1-0 lead.
So the Pigs had a 1-0 lead. And then Rhys Hoskins would make it 2-0 when he would single in his first run of the game. And the Pigs had a 2-0 lead. Nick Williams and Taylor Featherston would both get out following that. Well, that lead was to be short-lived for the Pigs, as in the top of the second inning, Jason Lebelabijian, and thank you to John Schaefer for helping me figure out how to pronounce that correctly today. Lebelabijian, I believe it is. Anyway, he had a hot game for the Bisons, and he started it off with a triple, and that brought Rafi Lopez up.
Rennie out. Here's the 1-1, and the pitch swung on is drilled in the air out to deep left field. Featherston racing back towards the corner, still going back. It's over his head, and this bangs off the wall. A run has scored. Lopez will hold it second with an RBI double, and a couple of well-hit balls have Buffalo on the board. It's a 2-1 game.
So it was 2-1. Shane Opitz would line out, but then Roman Fields would even it.
And the pitch swung on and cued into shallow right center for a base hit. We'll see what they do here with Lopez. He is being waved around. It's bobbled by Williams and Wright. Fields is digging for second, and he's in there safely ahead of the throw that gets away. We're tied at 2 on the base hit.
Fields would then steal second, but Parmley would strike out, and that would end, or excuse me, in that particular inning, Fields, after he hit the single, Parmley would then ground out to shortstop, and Christian Lopes would fly out to end the inning. In the top of the third inning, J.P. Crawford made a fantastic defensive play.
Here's the 2-2. And the pitch swung on a comebacker, and Pinto tried to barehand. It is barehanded by Crawford, and the throw's in time as it's scooped by Hoskins. I don't know if I've ever seen a barehanded play off two hands for an out.
The ball went off of Pinto's bare hand before J.P. Crawford came in, scooped it himself, and fired it over to first. It was a great play, and the Pigs would reward that effort by grabbing the lead back in the bottom of the third inning. J.P. Crawford started off with a ground out. Jorge Alfaro singled. Dylan Cousins singled. Rhys Hoskins flew out, and that brought Nick Williams to the plate.
Pigs and Bisons tied at 2, 2 outs, bottom 3, men in the corners. Here's the payoff. Swung on and hit sharply into right field, a base hit, and the Pigs now lead 3-2. Nick Williams comes through against the left-hander for his 11th RBI.
3-2, Pigs would lead, and then after Nick Williams, Taylor Featherston would come up, and Featherston would knock this fourth run in as well.
And the pitch swung on, wrapped on the ground at third. Charging is Elmore. He will not have a play. It's off his mitt. All hands are safe. And the Pigs now lead 4-2.
And the Pigs had regained their two-run lead. Again, it would not last all that long. In the top of the fourth inning, we talked about him already. Jason Lebelebijian would start it off with a double. Rafi Lopez and Shane Opitz would go back-to-back roundouts. But then Roman Fields, or Shane Opitz, excuse me, would end up driving in Lebelebijian because Rafi Lopez grounded him over, and then Opitz grounded him in. So that would make it 4-3.
Here's the 0-1. And the pitch swung on, grounded on the right side. This will score a run. Valentin, a nice job to flag in shallow right. And the second baseman throws from the outfield and gets Opitz.
So that made it 4-3 at the time. But then in the bottom of the fourth, it looked like the Pigs were basically going to put this game away. It started with a Hector Gomez solo home run to lead off the inning. That was his first of the year. That made it 5-3. And then Cameron Perkins hit a single. J.P. Crawford would ground into a fielder's choice, erasing Cameron Perkins. Jorge Alfaro would double. Dylan Cousins would walk. And that would bring Reese Hoskins to the plate for tonight's turning point of the game.
Here's the 1-0. And the pitch swung on, drilled out to right field and deep. Palmley racing back, still going back, leaping up. It's off the wall. It's going to score at least a run. Crawford is in. Alfaro's being waved. Here comes Cousins as well. They all score. Hoskins makes it to third. And the Pigs now lead 8-3.
So the Pigs opened up a 5-run lead in that bottom of the fourth inning, following Hoskins' 3-run triple. Williams and Featherston both grounded out to end the inning. But the Pigs had a 5-3 lead, or an 8-3 lead, excuse me, going into the fifth. And it looked like they were going to be able to finish this off pretty easily. But not to be, as in the top of the fifth inning, following a Christian Lopes flyout, Dwight Smith Jr. singled. Jake Elmore reached on an error. And that would bring Rowdy Tellez to the plate.
Runners off first and second. Here's the 1-1, and the pitch swung on and ripped into right center field pretty deep. Williams racing back. He's still going back, and this is off the wall. Smith Jr. is going to score. Elmore will hold it third. Tellez makes it to second as the ball is dropped there. Otherwise, they may have had an out. It's now an 8-4 game.
So Tellez gets the hit to make it 8-4. Lebelebijian then lined out. Rafi Lopez would walk. And that would mean that there was two on and two outs. It was an 8-4 game. Shane Opitz had a chance to really dig into that Pigs lead. But Ricardo Pinto got one of his bigger outs of the night.
Here's Pinto's 0-2. And the pitch is swung through and missed for strike three. He strikes out Opitz on a pitch low and in. And the inning ends. It could have been a whole lot worse.
Absolutely could have been a whole lot worse. And it wasn't for the Pigs, who got out of it. And it was only 8-4. So we fast forward to the sixth following the fifth inning. And in the bottom of the fifth inning, before we do that, the Pigs started out with a leadoff walk by Justin Will Valentin. But then Hector Gomez, Cameron Perkins, J.P. Crawford all got out, fast forwarding us to the top of the sixth inning, where the Bisons would dig into the lead even more. In the sixth, it would start off with a double for Christian Lopes. And actually, the Lopes would be the RBI hit, as it would start with a walk from Roman Fields, a flyout by Ian Parmley, and then that would bring Lopes to the plate.
And the pitch swung on in line for a base hit over the third baseman. It's heading down the left field line. This will score a run. Fields is in. It gets by Featherston, goes all the way to the wall. That's inconsequential, as Lopes was on his way to second regardless. It's an RBI double and an 8-5 game now.
8-5, and what was once a 5-run lead was now a 3-run lead. Lopes had dug in even further. Dwight Smith walked. Elmore reached on a fielder's choice, and then Rowdy Tellez made it that much worse for the Pigs.
As the pitch is swung on, and this is cued into shallow left center field. Long run for Featherston, will play it on a hop, and it gets by him. A run is scored, that is Lopes. Digging for second is Tellez. And he's in there sliding feet first safely. It's an 8-6 game here in the sixth.
And all of a sudden, things were getting a little too close for comfort for the Iron Pigs. In the bottom of the sixth inning, despite a two-out single by Reese Hoskins, the Pigs got nothing going. And then in the top of the seventh inning, Rafi Lopez led off with a double. Opitz and Roman both grounded out, but Roman Fields' ground out made it a one-run game.
And Milner will deal. And the pitch swung on. It's a bouncing ball, weakly hit on the right side. Valentin Fields and throws to first in time, but a run does score on the RBI ground down. Buffalo has pulled to within one. It's an 8-7 game.
So the hair raising on the back of the necks of the Iron Pigs, who had now blown a five-run lead and were barely holding on to the one-run lead. That was the top of the seventh. In the bottom of the seventh, Hector Gomez got a double, a two-out double, so to continue his hot day, but nothing more doing in that inning for the Pigs. In the top of the eighth inning is when things really, really turned for the Pigs. It started with a leadoff single for Christian Lopes, but then Hobie Milner picked him off.
Runner leads, and they've got him picked. Yep. They've got him picked off first base, Milner with that move. He's caught in a rundown between first and second. Milner has the ball right now. He will apply the tag for out number one. How do you like that?
So that was big. Big. And then Dwight Smith Jr. came up and lined out Tarese Hoskins. And Doug Heeter on the broadcast made an excellent point that had Hobie Milner not picked off Christian Lopes, Dwight Smith Jr.'s line drive would have found space in the outfield because of the positioning of Rhys Hoskins. So all things being equal, Lopes gets picked off at first base by Hobie Milner, a fantastic pickoff move. Dwight Smith Jr. lines out perfectly to where Rhys Hoskins is standing. Jake Elmore walks. And then Jorge Alfaro picked him off trying to steal. And that's, I think, when the Pigs really felt the most comfortable in this game. They had gotten out of an inning without allowing the Bisons to even it up. And then in the bottom of that frame, Jorge Alfaro would start it with a one-out single. Despite a Cousins strikeout, Rhys Hoskins would come up and add some insurance.
Two-way, runner at first. Here comes a 3-1. And the pitch swung on and lined. Another base hit for Hoskins. It's a four-hit game. It ends up all the way in the corner. We'll see what they do with Alfaro. He's being waved around. Here comes the relay throw. It is going to be just in time, but the ball was dropped. He's safe. The ball was dropped. He's safe. It's now 9-7 Lehigh Valley. Ryan Wills got it right after seeing that the ball was not held onto by Rafi Lopez.
And think about how big that is as well if he holds on to that ball. Would have still been 8-7. Instead, now it's 9-7. And then on the next batter, Nick Williams would ground out and then beat the pitcher to the bag in order for the 10th run to score. So the Pigs had a 10-7 lead heading into the top of the ninth inning, where Beato got the first out of Lebelabijian, or Rowdy Tellez, excuse me, to fly out. Lebelabijian struck out. But then just when it looked like the Pigs were getting it done, Rafi Lopez hit a single. And now we're thinking, oh no, what's going on? Shane Opitz had a 3-2 count. But finally, Pedro Beato shut the door on the Pigs' sixth win in a row.
There he goes. Here's the 3-2. And the pitch is swung on and lifted out to left. Featherston backpedaling, shy of the track, pulls up and makes the catch. And the Pigs win it and extend their winning streak to six games with a series opening victory over Buffalo by a score of 10-7.
And that is your happy recap for the Iron Pigs' victory over the Bisons. For the Piggies, 10 runs, 15 hits, 2 errors. For Buffalo, 7 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors. Buffalo was 5-17 with runners in scoring position. They left 9 on base. The Pigs, 5-15 with runners in scoring position, left 10 on base. 7 pitchers combined in this one. For Buffalo, the loss credited to TJ House. He went 5 innings, giving up 9 hits, 8 runs, 5 earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and a home run. Murphy Smith went 2 innings, giving up 2 hits and 1 strikeout. Chad Giordo, 1 inning, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned, and a strikeout. For the Iron Pigs, the winning pitcher, Ricardo Pinto, 5 1/3, 8 hits, 6 runs, only 5 earned, 3 walks and 4 strikeouts. Colton Murray gets a hold, 2/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 1 run earned, 1 walk. Hobie Milner also a hold, 1 2/3, 1 hit. Pedro Beato gets his 8th save of the game, 1 1/3. It was a 4-out save. He gave up 1 hit, 1 walk, and one strikeout in what was a three-hour and nine-minute game out in front of 7,615 fans at Coca-Cola Park. With the first pitch being at 7:05 on a 57-degree night with 5-mile-per-hour winds. For the Iron Pigs, they are in sole possession of first place with their win over Buffalo today. 20-13 is their record. Buffalo, 18-13. The Pigs have won 6 games in a row. That is their second highest mark ever in the 10-year history of the Pigs. And tomorrow, they will go to try and even the mark. Back in 2009, they set it, their longest winning streak in franchise history of 7 games in a row. Pigs win 10-13.